Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin.
awaken my soul, come into the light, awaken my spirit, like your candle burn bright, awaken my
not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart. And you'll never lose. Awaken my soul. Come into the light. Awaken my spirit. Like a candle.
Welcome to week 132 of the Healing Fountain Show. And today we have our very special guest, Dec, who is joining us once again. I mean, the last time he was here with us, we were down in Avebury. And it's so great to see him back. And especially as he's going to be speaking about changing perceptions on health with musical illustrations, because he's an absolutely brilliant harpist. And over there in America, we have the one and only Mr. Gary Moore. Are you there, Gary?
I am here. Hello, Jen, Christy. Hello, everyone. Yes, it's wonderful to have Dec back with us. And, hi, I'm in from a new location. I've been traveling all last week. I traveled for a couple of days, and I'm relocated up in Pennsylvania and getting ready to talk to a radio network about a new radio format. Excuse me, format that I've been working on for the past 2 years. So I'm excited about that, and that'll go on next week. But here I am, and let's do a radio show. It's wonderful.
Yeah,
to be
great
back,
to have you back. Great to see you back here again. Because how many miles have you traveled away from where you were before? A long way, wasn't it?
It was, I would say about 1,200 miles. So.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
long way.
Well, 2 days anyway, on the bus.
Sorry? 2 days on the bus. Oh, did you sleep sitting up?
Yes, yeah. You sleep sitting up,
that.
You do everything sitting up.
Oh, dear. Right, well, most people have heard of Dumbledore Melchizedek, and he's a Brazilian man who's come back from the future to assure us that something beautiful is going to happen. And he's lived with the Mayans for a long time, who prophesied the major catastrophes that planet Earth will undergo on her way to ascension. Well, as you know, there's been quite a lot of crop circles, and Melchizedek is saying that, well, Drumvalo, I should call him by his first name, is saying that a lot of them are from all different places, you know, they're all different sorts of aliens who are sending the crop circles, and they're telling us that these major catastrophes are going to happen, and that in order to survive them, we've got to go into the fourth dimension. Well, a few weeks ago on Blog Talk Healing Fountain Radio Show, which is what we're doing tonight, I did a guided meditation to meet your guardian angels, in which we visualized ourselves going with our gatekeeper into a golden cage up into a much higher dimension and going into our heart chakra and raising our vibrations. I think the meditation was originally channeled by Doreen Virtue, but I've been assured by my guides that that meditation will be just the thing for achieving the effect that Drumvalo is describing, and that is going into your heart chakra and going up into a higher dimension in order to survive all of these things that are going to be happening. And he's saying that there's going to be about seven of them. The fourth is saying we'll probably, minds have forecast that the fourth will probably be on the 21st of December when the poles shift. I know you've all heard about that happening. But before then, the first one is going to be solar flares, which take our internet down. And so he's saying, don't wait until the second one, the second major catastrophe, before you start going up into your higher self. You must do it straight away after the first one. So when the internet goes down, that's your cue, you know. So you can redo the meditation that I did the other week. And that, if you missed that meditation, it can be found in archives on episode of the 2nd of April 2012, entitled Dave Fair Extreme Home Makeovers. And that was a show in which we had Dave Fair doing free homemakers for people,
right,
and out of the goodness of their hearts, a group of people over there in Canada. But I will be repeating it on a live stream presentation this Thursday at 9:30 p.m. BST. That's 4:30 p.m. EST. And that's on the live stream Heart to Soul Interfaith Prayer Channel. And I'll be sharing the show with a wonderful young channel called Alan Burns. And he'll be starting at 9 o'clock or 4 o'clock your time, Gary. I think it's... You're still EST, are you?
I am EST, yes. So 5 hours earlier than you.
And the video that I'm talking about by Drumvalo Melchizedek is on YouTube, and it was an interview with, I've forgotten the lady's name. How stupid of me. I'll have to look that up and and tell you in a few minutes. Okay.
You're talking about the Drumvalo Melchizedek who's in Sedona, Arizona?
Yeah.
He lived
with the Mayans for a long time. Mm-hmm. Lilu, is it Lilu or Lilu?
Lilu Mace.
Yeah,
yes.
Well, there's a talk with Lilu in which he's describing all these things, and it is on YouTube. And I'm quite sure that if you type in Lilu and Melchizedek, you'll get the right video.
Right, and I've seen the video. It's an amazing video. Lilu does some great interviews.
Yeah.
And I've also had the pleasure of interviewing Drumvalo in the past myself. So
yeah, he's brilliant. Absolutely fantastic.
Yes, he is. Yeah. He is amazing. A lot of wonderful insights with that guy. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I'm always glued to every word he says. You know, I think he's absolutely brilliant. Anyway, I think we're going to play a lovely song before we bring our deck on. And I thought an appropriate one to play for deck would be Sweet Harmony. What do you think?
Perfect.
Yeah. Thank you to the beloved for that one. It's great. Okay, we
lovely
do have...
Song.
Yeah, it's lovely. It's great that. We do have quite a few people who are listeners that we don't know who they are, but I just want to say that the angelic realm knows who they are and knows if they need healing and if they're asking for healing. And they must ask, by the way, because the angels are not allowed to help you unless you do ask. And we do have someone called Question in the chat room who's asking for healing. So we'll just give you a special mention to the angels when we do invite them to join us in a few minutes. But before we do that, we have Deck, and he's, as I said, he's going to be speaking to us about changing perceptions on health. And he has over half a century of Jnana yoga, research, meditation, contemplation, and a unified synthesis of mathematics, geometry, music, and philosophy to draw on. Wow. So, and when he was over there in Avebury with us, he was absolutely brilliant. So he's going to tell us, he'll talk on cosmic harmony and how to move the point of perception from a place of dis-ease to a point of harmony with all to allow states of peace, love, and well-being. Because it's peace or a lack of peace that causes the dis-ease, isn't it?
Right.
Generally. Yeah. So,
And it's fascinating, and medical science and science is all beginning to point in this direction, and it will be fascinating to hear what Deck has to say about it.
Yeah, finally. So, are you there, Deck? Let's bring Deck on.
I sure am here. How's it sound?
Hiya, welcome
Deck.
Back.
Welcome Hiya. Back, my friend. How are you doing?
Great. Love to everyone in the chat room there.
Oh, and love to you too, Deck.
Thank you, and up to you.
So we had a great time over in Avebury last year, didn't we?
Oh, we did.
And it was a bit of a laugh because we had to move positions three times because of lack of internet connection. And in the end, we ended up in yours and Princess's bedroom doing the show from there. And the keyboard player that was on the show with us had to move his keyboard three times. And we managed to log on 1 minute before showtime.
I remember that.
Yeah, what a laughing.
What fun.
What fun, yeah.
What fun.
So, you've got some beautiful information to share with us today, Deck.
I have as well. First, I'd just like to say the lovely Princess Ra and my daughter, or our daughter, are sitting in the other room listening, but they can't operate their chat room keyboard, so
right.
they're in presence.
Right.
Well,
okay,
much love
so
to them,
welcome
both
to
of
them.
The beautiful goddesses, much love to them.
They are.
Yes.
They're both lovely.
Yeah.
And later on, I'm going to be doing a meditation on pendulum breathing.
Ooh.
Now, I just want this to instill this in your consciousness before we get there, just to because I think it'll help to filter in. We're going to talk about the harmonics of the pendulum and breathing together. And I first started pranayama, a yoga breathing, when I was about 9, and spent my teens certainly doing all sorts of strange breathing things, and I've done all kinds of other breathing techniques since then. So I'm not an expert, but I'm not a dummy either. And I found a new type of breathing that is, when you experience it, I'm sure you're going to love it. So we'll be doing that later.
Brilliant.
Now, the state of consciousness. The main thing really is that everything that we experience, everything, not just your life around you, but your body, your mind, all of it, is a symbol or a symptom of some higher energy. And it's just that little truth that enables you to seek control of the higher point, because pushing things around in this dense medium is slow and heavy and it's difficult work. But if we can raise our consciousness to a higher level, we go near the source or the cause of the things that we see down here, and it's a lot easier to manipulate them. And with symbols, they are just symbols. If you had a box of goodies and you wanted to label them all, you could label them with numbers or with letters of the alphabet, or you could color code them, or you could arrange them geometrically. They're all different symbols for the real things that you had in the box, and it doesn't matter what the symbols are. But we all tend to react to certain symbols in certain ways when we don't necessarily need to. So pain, for instance, there's obviously that negative reaction we get from pain, but it is possible in meditation to go through that and flip that round and turn it into pleasure instead. And in so doing, you can create instant healing. It's because we get stuck on believing that the symbol is the thing, rather than believing that the thing exists in its own reality. And when we get lost in looking at the symbol, we forget that we can change that symbol to something else. And everything, every change we see is a symptom of a higher cause. And again, the place to change the symptoms is in that higher cause. Now, I know what it's like when you're in pain, or it can be mental, emotional suffering, all sorts of sufferings. It's as if you're looking at something real. But when you can get to that point that you know that you can move, or you can always move your perception to a different perspective and see that same thing from a different angle, and all you're doing is changing the colour of the symbol, the reality is not pain, it's not suffering, it's not love, it's just the reality, it's just a fact. It doesn't contain any emotional substance to it. When you separate yourself from your attachment to the symbol and see the reality of the thing it is, you can change it to have any meaning you want to yourself. So if you want to change your suffering into peace, if you can get to that higher stage, you can do that. But for me, just knowing that it's possible to move our perception, to be able to view something from a different direction, just that knowledge enables you to release yourself, knowing that the stuff that we see around us is not real. It's just a reflection of your inner self. And when you want to change the outside, the quickest way to do it is to change the inside. And right. do you have some experience with this, Gary?
I'm sorry, say that again?
I was saying, do you have some experience, some input?
Oh, yes, absolutely. In altering our awareness, you know, that's part of what I call enlightenment, is to recognize that we do have a choice. We have a choice upon which to observe anything, including our illnesses, and to change that perspective, to look at it in a different way, and to really be mindful of the fact that we can do that. We can choose to look at it in a different way. Really does loosen that illness or whatever it is that has a hold of us. That really does loosen its power over us, and allows it to fall by the wayside, as it should. You know, dis-ease cannot live in a body that is at ease, for example.
That is very true.
And,
Well, I've only just remembered I was going to do some musical illustrations with this. I've completely forgotten. So we'll just quickly take two notes, the major third starting on C.
And
in themselves, they just exist as a reasonably pleasant sound. But if we perceive them in the context of another note, that is pleasant as well. It's the major triad of C. But if we see it from the A instead, suddenly the same two sounds become mournful. I don't know if you can hear that well on the radio. The major tone
yes,
first.
Yes, we can hear it.
Gives you a joyful sound, and you get a sorrowful sound. It's the same two notes seen from a different perspective. Your mind gets preconditioned by the note that comes first, and so you see the next two notes as being different. And we're doing that all the time in our lives, that when we look from a different perspective, exactly the same thing appears different. And I've gone back into my life, and things which would, when I initially found them, horrified me and shook me to the core, now I am so grateful and loving that they occurred. And when you start releasing the old debris from the past like that, new changes become available to you. The other little illustration I was going to do was, at the moment we're stuck in the octave of density that we find ourselves in, and if we imagine it's that octave, then the highest part of the octave is the greatest light we can experience, and the lowest part of the octave is the least light we can experience, the darkest part. We're stuck between those two octaves of experience, so there's a limit to how much suffering you can have, and there's a limit to how much love you can experience, as long as you're stuck in this density. Now, when we ascend, we jump an octave, and suddenly what was the highest amount of love we could experience in this density becomes the least amount of love we can experience in this density. And there's a new top to the octave, which is as far above love as we are now to darkness. So before, we just existed from the bottom to the top. In the lower octave, when we jump, our old top now becomes the bottom. The greatest love we can feel, we can experience in density, becomes the lowest amount of love we can experience when we're ascended onto a higher plane. And any thing that we might miss or lose from this density when we ascend, just when we know that there is that much more coming available to us, that much more joy, that much more love, that much more harmony with everyone, this is coming for all of us. And when we know that, it makes it so much easier to let go of some of the little trifling things that we have down in this density that we like to hang on to one way or another. But once you can let go of those, by accepting, in time, we'll all be moving into the higher octave and experiencing greater levels of peace, joy, love and harmony. And I am so really looking forward to that. It's just a change of perception, but it's going to be good.
As am I, yes.
Brilliant, me too. Well, I think
that is what I would define as a miracle. I don't know if I've ever seen anyone walking on water or, the loaves and the fishes or any of that. However, I have experienced some miracles in my life, and the miracles I think that I've experienced in my life has been a shift in my awareness, a change in the way I am looking at something, a change in my perspective. And like you said, the new ceiling has now become your floor. And now you've moved on to a different ceiling, a change in your ceiling. So I can identify with that. And people, that think they have an incurable disease, for example. Well, incurable simply means curable from within. We can that there's nothing that cannot be overcome or resolved with a shift in that consciousness, a shift in that awareness.
But the one who has the greatest power over you, the greatest potential to heal you, is you. Mm. Your higher self is the greatest healer you could have. I mean, sometimes you might need a permission slip, someone outside to help trigger you. But basically, it's always up to you. It's that state of self-responsibility and sovereignty. That's up to you to remember who you are.
Yeah, well, we are the creators. And I think also I find it easier to go to higher ground. You know, they used to say that Moses went up the mountain.
Yeah.
And I used to live in sort of a little basin, and the farm was like down in a little basin with like a hill all around it. And I always found it really easier if I went up the hill and sat down up there and just looked down at the farm, and then I could put everything in perspective. And things that really bugged me when I was down there didn't bother me at all when I went to the higher ground.
Yeah, and hills are very lovely channels of energy. They just soak it up, and it's always nice on the top. It's beautiful. That sounds lovely, Jen.
Well, that was really good how you illustrated the point you were making with the harp. It was fantastic, that, really good, because I think we can all relate to things much easier when people are demonstrating things, don't you?
Yeah,
it's fabulous. Thank you very much, Dec. And so we're going to be doing a meditation in a short while, aren't we? And but before we do, we're going to do a video that you've chosen, unless you want to say anything else about anything, Dec?
That's all. I'm just looking forward to your reactions on the pendulum breathing when we get to it. Something that's really got me excited as a new perspective on how to breathe.
Really?
I'm looking forward to experiencing it.
Yes. Me too. Okay, then. So if you'd like to click on the link and pull up your players and pause them, I'll get over to the switchboard in just a second and count us down. But put your hearts up when you're ready.
Click the link and pull up the player, pause the player, lower the sound, and when you've done that, send up a heart in the chat room to let us know you're ready. There's my heart. And as we wait for the hearts, Jan Christie, in her inimitable fashion, will count us down and we'll all synchronize and cue the video.
Okay, tell them when you're ready, Gary, because I'm over on the switchboard and I can't see the chat room.
Okay.
But my heart is up there.
And here come the hearts.
Oh, good. People on the radio will be able to listen to this. Where is the Buddha? So I'll count you down now so we can all watch it together. So it's 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Press play.
Hello, mate. Are you the enlightened Lama that Zed told me about? No. No? No. But you are wearing a ski hat. And standing under the very same tree where Zed said he met you. There are no enlightened lamas. No enlightened lamas? What about people? Eckhart Tolle is enlightened. Isn't he? No. What about Adiyashanti? No. What? How about Gangaji? Surely she is enlightened. No. No? What about Muji? No. What? Are you kidding? Everyone says all of these people are enlightened. What about the Buddha? Everyone knows he was enlightened. There are no enlightened people. What? Not even the Buddha? Well then, if you are right and there are no enlightened people, and no enlightened lamas, how do you become enlightened? Enlightenment is a myth. What? What do you mean? I have been searching for enlightenment for years. Everyone says you have to do stuff to get it. Like meditate. And if you meditate long enough, you will attain the state of nirvana, perfect bliss. Surely that is enlightenment. States come and go. Enlightenment never comes and never goes. It is not a state. Well, if enlightenment is not a state, how do you get enlightened? Enlightenment is not an object to get. What? Then what is enlightenment? Enlightenment is recognizing who you are. That is silly. The Buddha did not become enlightened by knowing who he was. He already knew he was the Buddha. Where is the Buddha? The Buddha lived thousands of years ago. Don't you know? He is dead. Is he? Who died? What do you mean? I already told you. He died thousands of years ago. What died? Was it the Buddha that died? Or something else? Well, aren't you listening? I already told you it was the Buddha that died. Silly. Are you sure? Check and see. Ah, well, the Buddha's body died. Where is the Buddha? Oh, my God. The Buddha is here. Always right here. He is silent, vast, empty presence. Who is the Buddha? The Buddha is you. He is me. He is everyone and everything. That is enlightenment. That is recognizing who you are. Wow. Enlightenment. Freedom. Peace. There is nothing to do and nowhere to go and nothing to get. Yes. Very, very good. Where is the Buddha? There is no Buddha. Yes. No enlightened lamas. No enlightened people. Just here. Always here. The vast empty presence is here and now. Always here and now. You are that. I am that. And you are that. How can I repay you? Give your life to this.
And now we're going to light our candles. We're lighting our candles for peace. Peace on earth. And peace in the body to promote good health and ease of the body. And a lack of disease. And we're lighting our candles because fire is a very powerful tool, which along with prayer and focused intent helps us to manifest our goals, which are as always to send love, light and healing all around the world and out to all mankind and the nature wave. I've lit my candle and my Nag Shampa, which helps to create positivity and makes it so that the atmosphere is purified so that we can invite the angelic realm, which we're going to do right now. Angel Michael is already in the chat room. So we're going to ask for the assistance of the Archangel Michael. Archangel Michael, please be with us now to bring your love and protection in the name of divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Uriel, please be with us now to bring your love and upliftment in the name of divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Gabriel, please be with us now to bring your love and wisdom in the name of divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Raphael, please be with us now to bring your love and healing in the name of divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Metatron, we ask for your assistance now to take our love, light and healing out to all mankind and all around the world and inside into our own bodies in divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. We ask for the assistance of Sananda Jesus and the Magdalene energies. Please be with us now. Thank you. Wherever you are in the world, whatever time of day it is where you are in the divine presence of the angelic realm, and we ask that they close around our circle of love, light and healing, along with our guides, inspirers and guardian angels to assist us in sending out the healing. Thank you. And now we're going to ask Marika to do the mantra. Thank you, Marika. Dearest Wei Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book. But the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
Are you sitting comfortably? Then I shall begin. Relax. Feel that lovely, warm, tingling sensation of relaxation spreading throughout your body, to your fingertips, to your toes, to the top of your head. Now close your eyes, because the more you concentrate, the stronger this will be, and the chat room can wait. I'll tell you if anything interesting comes up. Now relaxing, breathing deeply and evenly. Allow your lips to part slightly so you're breathing both through your nose and your mouth at the same time. For a moment as you breathe, experience the sensation of the air coming in through your mouth and your nose at the same time. Try and balance them so that they're even, so there's the same amount of pressure through your nose and your mouth. If you continue breathing like that, as deeply and evenly. And imagine in front of you a very heavy, slow-moving pendulum swinging to and fro in long strokes. This is a really heavy pendulum, and it's on the end of a very, very long cable. And it's just swinging slowly and majestically in time with your breathing. Now, imagine yourself close to the middle where the pendulum comes, and feel the rush of air as the pendulum sweeps past. Feel the strength, the determination of the pendulum at this point, the energy that it has. And in the middle of your breathing, as you breathe in the middle, feel that rush and slow down towards the end, just like the pendulum. Then breathing out, feeling the rush in the middle, and slowing right down towards the end, just like the pendulum. So just let your breath follow the pendulum, swinging slowly in front of you. Feel the mass of the pendulum and feel that inevitability in your breath, that unstoppable nature as you breathe deeply and evenly, relax just like the pendulum. Now move up towards where the end of the pendulum comes, where it turns round. See the pendulum coming towards you, slowing down, almost gently. For a moment, pause, then only to slow down at the other end. Come back. Allow your breath to follow the pendulum, swing slowly and even. See how the pendulum stops right in front of you before it goes down again. I still breathe like the pendulum. I want you to get on the pendulum. Start swinging with the pendulum. Feeling your breath follow the pendulum to and fro. The heavy pendulum just swings so easily. When you come back, there's that moment of weightless pause where you rush down. Down. Up again. Weightless. Rush back. Remember as a child sitting on a swing and feeling that lovely sense of euphoria as you're swooping through the air. That magical sensation to get on. Remember that and bring that into your breath. Allowing your breath to be just like the pendulum so that it, at the ends of the breath when you're breathing in, slow down. Find this pause. And then you come back breathing out. Mind this pause again at the other end before you breathe in again. Now as you're swinging and feeling this magical euphoria of gliding through the air, imagine in front of you a column. This column is your life. It's transparent and you can see inside it. At the base of your column is your birth. At the top of the column is the you that is now. And you can see all the way through the column, you can see your early childhood and your teens and all of the years up to now, and you can see all the events that have happened. Some of them may be a little dark, and they can be cast in shadows in your life now. Know that you change that so that the light flows freely through the column. Now concentrate on where you are. That disc at the top of the column, your experience now, your perspective on life, on who you have been, what expectations you have of yourself now because of who you have. Now come back to the swing and look at the column again and realize the column rises up into the air further and further, and further up it goes, the more enlightened you become. Because this is the evolution of the spirit. As time passes, it is inevitable the spirit evolves. There is no stopping it. It's inevitable, just like the pendulum. Eternity. All variety that we have had brings you to this point. And as that column goes back down, it joins with others, groups together. It's like following from the twig of a tree down the branch into the main trunk of the tree, where all of the columns are one, because we are all one. There is no separation. Come back up the column, tip, very tip, your column with the future enlightened self in. And they look out and see the other columns about them are enlightened. Because when your eyes are enlightened, open enlightened, and your eyes soft, know that they will open. When your eyes open, they open. When your eyes know joy, they open. Think about the euphoria of being on your feet. The breath comes again. Feel the power of your breath and know that you are now in harmony with one of the greatest rhythmic occurrences in nature, for everything vibrates at source like a pendulum, and in becoming a pendulum yourself, you harmonize closer with the source, harmonize closer to the root note that one single note of which everything else is just a harmonic. Right? Become one with your breathing. Feel the power and the ease that it gives you. And carry these feelings with you throughout the day. Your peace and joy and an excitement with life. Because you are one of the greatest things there ever is. You are one, you are the source. Projecting yourself here, experience, let the source speak through you. Be one, be in joy, be healthy, and be loved.
And now if you'd like to close your chakras, you just go to the top of your head, pretending you have doors, closing the crown chakra. Down to the third eye, closing that one. Down to the throat chakra, closing that door. Down to the heart chakra, closing that one. And to the solar plexus, closing that door. Down to the navel chakra, closing that one. And the base chakra, closing that door. Down to the feet chakra, keeping that one open just enough to keep you grounded and connected to Mother Earth at all times. Bring the light to the top of your head, and we'd like to ask the Archangel Michael to put it into a pyramid of purple light as used by the ancient Egyptians for protection. He's taking you by the hand, putting you into the pyramid, closing at the top with a blue seal. Thank you, Archangel Michael. Thank you to all the angelic realm for being here today. We ask that the remaining archives for people listening later. Thank you to Deck for the most beautiful meditation. Absolutely wonderful. And there are people still on the pendulum. That was great. Okay, I think we're going to bring Deck back on again.
Great. That was wonderful.
Really, really lovely. And it cut out a little bit, but it didn't take away from the power of the meditation.
That's for sure. Yes, he faded off there for a bit, but then he came back. And yeah, that was a very powerful meditation. Thank you so much, Deck.
Right, I think Deck is going to treat us to some of his beautiful harp playing, are you, Deck?
I am. Where's that? Where's my
wonderful.
Yes.
Okay. Always look forward to hearing you play. I love this music.
Me too. It's a decahedron, Arturo Deco, and the gold ring, our deck.
Could there be more to this life we call mine than a journey through space? From the dream, finally realize.
Oh, that was lovely. That was Katana with Who You Really Are. Love that song. Do you, Gary?
Beautiful, yes.
Hang on, we'll have lovely doors. We want to thank everyone for helping to co-create the wonderful energy that we've had in the chat room and on the radio show. It's been absolutely fabulous. And especially a great big thanks to Deck, who was absolutely marvellous. Did you want to come on and say hello or say anything, Deck, before you go?
Hi there. No, I'm just buzzing. Just love everyone there. Lovely show. Thank you so much for inviting me on.
Thank you so much for coming, and I hope you come back again soon.
So do I. And
yes,
I know when
thank
I come,
you, Deck.
When I come back, everyone will be a little bit more enlightened. here's a little thought to leave you with. When you see a clock ticking, did you realise that each tick is 600 miles apart?
600 miles apart?
Between the ticks of a clock, the Earth moves 600 miles through space.
Oh, wow.
So we see this little clock sitting peacefully on the shelf, and it's just ticking away as if the ticks are happening in the same place, but they're actually spread through space.
Wow.
And it just kind of takes you out of it and think how much we are moving. We think we're stationary on this Earth. It's just a matter of perception. If you stand somewhere else, you're moving at thousands of miles an hour. And you change your perception on your life, and you can move at 1,000 miles an hour too.
I think we already
That's
did.
Fabulous.
Monday, Friday. Time has really speeded up, don't you think?
Yes. There are two ways of seeing it, because you can either increase the frequency of our notes, or you can travel faster relative to it. And I'm actually preferring the idea that it's the speed of our consciousness that's changing, which appears to be changing the frequency that we're receiving.
Mm.
So it might not be the frequency that's changing, it's us that's changing relative to it.
Yeah, there is that.
Yeah, I've heard that too. Yeah, people like Carl Kellerman and the like were saying that as well. You know, as we've entered the ninth wave on the Mayan calendar, and here we are, how things have really accelerated within our awareness.
Mm. They really have. Well, next week we have singer-songwriter Richard Keogh, who is also an angel man. I played a couple of songs of his maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago, and so he will be coming, and he'll be doing a beautiful meditation as well. And
wonderful.
we always have a great night on the Healing Fountain Show, don't we? And or a great day, depending where you are in the world. But also in a couple of weeks, we do have our angel lady, our crystal healer back on, Sheila Picton, and she'll be back soon. I think she was one of the first guests we ever had on the Healing Fountain Show. So, we've got quite a few lovely guests coming up in the pipeline. And so thank you very much, everybody, for helping to co-create the beautiful energy. And I think I'd just like to say goodnight, God bless from me. And don't forget to tune in to Heart to Soul Prayer Channel on Thursday evening, or Thursday daytime, 4 o'clock your time, for the meditation to go into yourself and up to a higher dimension to help us to cope with all these things that are happening on planet Earth. Okay, so that's Thursday on the Heart to Soul Prayer Channel. Are you going to be there, Gary?
Well, I shiver to try. My friend Virginia is coming in on Thursday evening, but it'll be after that, I believe, so I think I'll probably be there.
Yeah, well, don't forget, get yourself a webcam, and then you can do some live stream presentations. Okay. And I think we'll just play out with this beautiful song. We're keeping to slightly a bit more classical today, especially in honour of Deck. And I hope he does like this one. It's by Bocelli, and it's one of my favourites. I think he's absolutely brilliant. So good night, God bless, Gary, and thank you so much for helping out.
Thank you, Jan Christie. Thank you, Deck. Thank you, everyone, for making this a beautiful show tonight. And much love to you all.
Yeah, thank you. Good night. God bless, everyone. Goodbye and God bless.
Si lo so, amore, che io e te forse stiamo insieme solo qualche istante. Zitti, stiamo ad ascoltare il cielo alla finestra, questo mondo che già così lontana, già lontana. Guarda questa terra che gira insieme a noi, anche quando è buio. Guarda questa terra per noi, attorgi un po' di sole, sole, sole. My love, che sei l'amore mio, sento la tua voce e ascolto il mare, sembra davvero il tuo respiro, l'amore che mi dai, questo amore che sta lì nascosto in mezzo alle sue onde, a tutte le sue onde, come una barca che guarda questa terra che gira insieme a noi, anche quando è fuori.